Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Judah was having a kind of rough day because we were at the small group retreat this weekend, actually. It was a big house, and he was rolling with his little line all over the place. So. But we're always so thankful to be with you guys. We're always so thankful to be here. We've gotten the privilege of being able to meet with Pastor Ye for this semester of my classes. I'm taking my master's courses right now, and we've been able to meet up with her as part of that. And I'm thankful to share God's word with you today. Pastor Ye has told me that you've been talking about various issues of one of the themes of family. So as I began to think about what to speak about, I realized the beautiful connection between what God says about the church family and our personal families. I run the college group here at the church, and recently we've been doing a study of spiritual gifts. And there's some great things that I discovered. So I'd like to tell you today a little bit about God's plan for the church, the Christian family. And then connect that with what I believe God wants for our personal families. We read the scriptures together. Sorry it was so long. But let me give you a little background on the book of Corinthians. Paul the Apostle wrote the book of Corinthians. Corinth, the city, was a place of commerce. It was a crossroads for travelers and traders. It was a Greek town that was interested in philosophy and wisdom. Religiously, it was a place that contained 12 different temples. And despite all this religious outlooking, it was actually a very immoral city. With some of these things, I think we could apply it pretty well to our place here. We're crossroads for travelers and traders. There are so many universities which many of us are a part of. And we're a very religiously diverse area as well. Well, at this point in the book, Paul's responding to the issues that they're having regarding their attitude towards spiritual gifts. After discussing these spiritual gifts, he gives an explanation of what the Christian family is to be like. So what do we as a Christian family look like? Well, but first, because of Jesus, the kind of family that we can be a part of is powerful.
Jesus
takes many diverse people, and he makes them unified participants in a living, moving organization for His glory.
耶稣基督见到很多的各种各样的人，让他们在神可以主要是为了荣耀他们。
In the passage we read, it says that the body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts.
他说身体虽然是只有一个，但是有许多的肢体。
And though all its parts are many, they form one body.
肢体虽然很多，身体却是一个。
When I was teaching this to the college students, I had them do an activity.
当教这个大学学生的时候，我在做一些活动。
So we had a person that we called the eye.
我们会有一个人把他叫做眼睛。
And they couldn't move or speak, but they could see.
他不能动，不能说，但是能会看。
Then we had somebody named the mouth.
我们得有人装这个嘴。
And they couldn't move or see, but they could speak.
但他可以动，他们那个可以看，但是呢，他不能看，只能说。
Then we had two people called the hands and feet.
然后两个人是一个是手，一个是脚。
And obviously, they could move, but they couldn't speak or see.
对，他们当然只能会动，不能说和看。
And my goal for them was to work together to move an object from one place to another.
对，我的目标是让他们合起来，然后从一个地方到另外一个地方。
Needless to say, it didn't work out so well.
很难说，不用说啊，对，好像很难做这样。
But they kind of accomplished it, and sorry.
似乎他们还是最后做成功了，做成了。
And if I would have asked one of them, independent of the other ones, to do it, there's no way it would have happened.
但我要一个人不用别人帮忙，让他自己做的话，这是绝对不可能。
So many different people with different gifts work together.
所以很多的人用不同的有不同的属灵恩赐，应该一起协同工作。
Now someone may say, sure, that's fine that they're working together, but you don't need God for that.
当然说，我们都，excuse me，我们就大家明白了是吧？我明白。
So a couple of things that Paul says about this, though.
好，有一些事情，保罗在谈了什么事情呢？
First, the church is powerful because we're centered around the same person.
对，保罗说，教会是有能力的，因为我们把重心放在一个目标、一个人上。
The body is Jesus Christ.
这个身体就是耶稣基督。
So when we all have the same goal and the person that we're worshiping, then we're truly a body and truly powerful.
所以我们只有一个目标，一个人去敬拜，我们是真正是有能力的。
As the church family, when we become less powerful, is when we start to argue about things that don't have to do with Jesus.
作为一个教会，当我们互相那个去抱怨的时候，我们的能力就没有。
My father was a church consultant for a while.
我爸爸在一个教会做顾问。
And I got to hear some of his stories.
对，我有一些他的故事。
Some of his darkest stories were times where he walked into a church and they were arguing more about the carpet or the pastor's boots than they were about Jesus.
所以他这是一个比较不太好的故事啊，就是说当他走进教会的时候，人们在那儿给关于鞋、关于地毯的事情，而不是关于耶稣基督的事情。
When we're truly a powerful family is when it all has to do with Jesus.
当我们真是把耶稣基督
Also, the church is a powerful family because we're filled with the Spirit who brings freedom, love, joy, and transformation.
因为我们教会是有能力，是因为我们教会上帝的爱，让我们能够得自由，让我们 transform，让我们能够改变我们的人生。
The passage says about being baptized by the one Spirit.
这个教会是受洗，同一是一个圣灵。
So those who are truly part of the family have experienced the forgiveness of sins.
当你是真正的这个教会的真正的一员的时候，你会体验到，什么是对这个罪的赦免。
They've experienced the filling of the Spirit.
你会能感觉到圣灵。
I saw a speaker several days ago, a great pastor.
几天之前我。
And he was talking about God filling us up with His grace.
一个牧师在谈论上帝的充满，对他的语言。
He said it's in His nature to love us.
在上帝的本性是他的爱。
So as He loves us, He pours His love into us.
当他爱我的时候，我们的时候，他把所有的爱倾到我们身上。
And when we have His love.There's a desire and joy that we want to share with each other. Finally, the church is powerful because there's unity that defies all barriers. The passage says, Jews or Greeks, slave or free.
圣经说犹太人西林人自由的还是做奴隶的。
And Paul was speaking to the dividing lines that might divide the church more than anything.
这 Paul 是在讲这个所有的这种分使人分裂的这个东西，能够让这个教会分裂。
Think of all the dividing lines in this room that outside of here might cause dissension.
所以呢，你可以考虑在这个房间里边有很多的分裂，想让我们每个人好像都跟。
There's the older with the younger.
有老人，有年轻人。
People that work, people that go to school.
有在工作的，有上学的。
Racial divisions.
有不同的种族。
Socioeconomic divisions.
社会经济的这个地位不同。
Educational divisions.
受教育程度不同。
Some people might consider some of us weird, and some of us is not weird. Although I think we're all kind of weird in our own way, right? The church is the only place where we can find true peace between us and God, and us and each other.
So, 教会是我们唯一的地方，让我们能够与神和人与神之间找到和平，与人与人之间找。
So the Christian family is to be powerful.
所以基督教的这个家庭是一个很有能力的家庭。
The Christian family should also be purposeful.
这基督教的家庭应该是有目的的。
Jesus has arranged each one of us to be a particular part in the midst of this organization.
基督让安排我每个人在这个组织里边都是一个很重要的部分。
Paul's describing some pretty crazy pictures here.
Paul, 他描述了一个非常了不得的一个图形，一个图画。
In the middle of the passage we read, it says, "You lost your hand."
他在这个圣经的中间写，如果你就是你丢失了你的手胳膊。
Or about losing your eyes.
你丢失了你的眼睛，损失你的眼睛。
Or that your whole body was an eye.
或者你的身体没有了。
Or your whole body was an ear.
或者你的整个身体是眼睛，或者整个身体是耳朵。
That's kind of a weird picture to try to imagine, huh?
这是很古怪的一个图形吗？
But he's probably speaking to those who feel like they're unimportant.
他可能是在给那些觉得自己呢很不重要或者不足轻重的那些人讲话。
Apparently, in the Corinthian church, there were some that had the popular gifts, so some others felt like they weren't even needed.
他可能在这个哥林多的教会里边，有些人认为他们有很受人欢迎的一些恩赐，但是他们不需要其他的。
But think about how much more difficult life becomes when you lose one part of your body.
你想一想，如果你丢失了身体中一个肢体，那生活是多么的困难。
My father-in-law played football when he was younger.
我的那个岳父年轻的时候，他那个在玩橄榄球。
And he went to do a play, and somebody ran into his knee from this side.
他比赛的时候，有个人在侧面撞他的膝盖。
Says knee flipped around backwards.
哇，那个他那个整个膝盖都扭曲了，跑到另外一边去。
So they took him to the hospital, and they put him in one of the gurneys.
然后把他那个就送到医院里边。
But as he was there, they forgot about him in the hallway. Obviously, he lost his knee, so he can't walk. And he's in an extreme amount of pain. He didn't know what to do, so he just started hitting his head against the wall. He was in need and he was in such great pain that he didn't know what else to do. I think this is kind of what it's like when one of us in the church decides we don't want to be part of the body. It's painful and difficult because each one of us is necessary. And there's some amazing truth that Paul speaks in this passage about that. He says that God has arranged the parts in the body. So you were given the gifts that you've been given and placed in this family to gracefully live out His purpose. He says every one of them. So there's no believer who does not have a part to play. So God has a great purpose for the Christian family. Finally, there's priceless. Jesus does not put a price on some of us as more special than others. But he considers each one of us as valuable. This part of the passage is probably written to those that feel like they have very successful gifts. So we read that the eye says to the hand, I don't need you. We read that the head says to the feet, I don't need you. But what Paul says is interesting. He says that those parts that are weaker are indispensable. He says that the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. Think about our bodies. God didn't create any part of our body that wasn't useful. Basically, if someone seems like they're not as important, that might mean they're more important. As I was thinking about the speaker that I saw the other day, something struck me. If he did not have sound people and worship teams and introduction people, then he wouldn't have been able to do what he did. He probably had 20 or 30 people that were helping him out. Now nobody knew anybody else's name except for his. But really, he couldn't function in the way he did without those other people.
But really, he couldn't function in the way he did without those other people. 会发挥他的能力。
Those other people are just as important as he is.
所以其他的人就像他一样重要。
So God has combined the members of our family, and He's given greater honor to those that lacked it.
所以呢，神呢，把我们这个整个的家庭都够结合在一起，使那些觉得没有那个没有体验、没有恩赐的人，实际上他们更重要。
And the family should have equal concern about everybody.
对我们每一个人，这个整个家庭里边应该同样得到照顾。
So let me conclude about talking what this has to do with our personal families.
然后这跟我们的个人的家庭是有关系的。
I think if we look throughout Scripture, it's clear that God thinks of our personal families almost the same way.
所以呢，通过这个我们读圣经，我知道神看我们个人的家庭跟这个整个教会的家庭是一样。
He wants our families to be powerful, purposeful, and priceless.
他让我们的个人的家庭也是有能力的，也是有目的的，也是无价的。
In the same way that the church family is.
就像我们整个教会的这个基督的家庭一样。
Think about it. We're powerful when Jesus takes the diverse parts of our family and makes them unified.
所以呢，想一想，如果耶稣基督让我们整个家里各个方面能够整合在一起的话，我们是有能力。
And here are the couple things that I think make the family most powerful.
下面是一些方面能够让我们家庭更加 powerful, 能更有能力。
When our main priority is Jesus.
当我们主要的那个我们的首次的重要的东西如果是耶稣基督的话。
There are many good things out there.
有很多的好事情在那儿。
There's education, there's work, there's friends.
有那个教育，有工作，有朋友。
But if Jesus isn't at the center of every part of our families, then we've lost some of the power that He wants for us.
如果我们对基督是我们家的中心，如果耶稣基督是我们家中心的话，我们就没有能力。
We also have to seek the Spirit in our families.
我们应该在我们家庭里边，我们来寻求我们的那个属灵。
And at the center of this is humility.
在这个属灵的这个生活的之上是我们的谦卑。
If you think about clay, when clay is moldable, it's useful.
想想那个泥巴，它是一个很有用的，然后是一个可塑的。
But clay that is brittle has lost its use.
如果这个泥块如果是很脆的时候，它就没有什么用了。
In our families, we need to be people that are humble, that are willing to change.
如果我们在我们家庭里边，我们需要人能够愿意改变自己。
And we're powerful when our families defy all barriers.
如我们的家庭如果能够抵抗这些就各种各样的障碍的话，我们就会有能力。
Our culture and our experiences can start to develop barriers within our family.
因为我们的文化，我们的经历呢，竟然会在制造一些很多的障碍。
Janelle and I found, as we've been married, that there's certain things that cause barriers.
我们跟我的妻子发现，我们很多有一些事情，我们可以把它叫做是障碍。
Sometimes it's things that we receive from our families.
有些是我们在我们家庭看到的事情。
Sometimes it's our experiences that we've had.
有时候是我们以前有过的经验。
Whatever it is, if we're not willing to bring those things to God, then there's barriers in our relationship.
然后我们要把这些东西摆在上帝面前。
Jesus wants our families to be open to each other and be free to talk about anything.
对，耶稣基督会让我们家庭的成员互相能够打开我们的心，互相能够交通。
Jesus also wants our families to be purposeful.
耶稣基督认为我们的家庭也是应该有目的的。
He's arranged each one of us in our families to have a purpose.
他也是安排我们每个家庭的成员都是有目的。
Various passages in Scripture talk about the different roles within the family.
他讲到我们每个家庭成员中不同的角色。
And whether you're a father, or a mother, or a child, you have a role to play.
你如果是一个爸爸妈妈和孩子，你都有一个角色可以做。
Janelle is so much different than me, and that's a really good thing. She has so many things to offer our family that I don't have. And when we stop realizing that each person in our family has something to offer the family, then we've kind of lost the purpose of why God's put us together. Finally, the family is priceless.
最后呢，家庭是无价的。
Jesus does not put a price on some of us as more special than the others. We gotta remember how valuable every person in the family is. There's different views of family. Some people consider that maybe the father is the most important person in the family. I've seen families where the mother is considered to be the most important person in the family. And many families today, actually, the kids are the most important because they make most of the decisions. Really, God has intended us to see that every person in the family is valuable. And when we start to see that, it starts to allow our family to be powerfully used by God. So whether it's the church family that needs to be healed,
无论是这个我们教会的这个家庭需要，需要这个，需要怎么说，全家需要完好。
Or maybe it's your personal family that needs some healing from God today. Is that it takes faith to step out into God's grace. We need to take faith to step out and see God's view of our family instead of ours. I pray that God would use our families, whether personal or corporate, as powerful, purposeful, and priceless. To close, Janelle and I are just going to sing a song about God calling us into faith. I just pray that we can all kind of accept this as our direction that we need to go.
There I find you in.